Now, here's another reason why representation matters. This is a list of dead word processors. Right? I probably someplace have an 8-inch floppy disk with a multi-mate file on it. Now, first of all, there's no machine to stick an 8-inch floppy disk in. Probably none of you have ever used a floppy disk, certainly not one that was actually floppy. And there's no existing copy of Multimate, you know, anywhere to be found. These are huge questions. I mean, what does it mean to archive digital information? I mean, I could save the ones and zeros, but ones and zeros have no meaning. I mean, Harry showed you that, you know, the same bit stream could be letters or the color brown. So what happens if you keep, you know, your college thesis? I have my college thesis. It's, you know, I typed it up. It's on paper. I still have a copy of it. But if I had a digital copy of it, what would I do with that? There's no way to retrieve it or edit it or do anything with it. So this is an enormously complex problem. You know, the notion of archiving things is going to be completely transformed by the existence of digital stuff. So then the question is, why not just pick one version? I mean, why do we need 4,000 different word processors? So this is my story about Microsoft does bad things to your body. This is a few years ago, in 2005, where the chief information officer for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts said, it's really dangerous for us to have all of these documents that are prepared in the state in Microsoft's proprietary format that nobody can figure out. So we're going to go to a publicly accessible open document format. Right, we're going to go to one that we don't have to worry about. If Microsoft goes out of business or changes things on us, we won't be able to retrieve our stuff. We're going to use a public format. And so what do you think happened? Anybody want to guess what happened? Do you think Microsoft said, great, good idea? Do you think they sent him like a Christmas present? No. They fought. No, they brought out all their big guns. And any idea what happened to the poor guy who came up with this fantastic idea? He was run out of town. So they basically said, this is too precious. We can't risk this. You know, we can't risk having Office blown out of the Commonwealth, because if they got blown out here, who knows what would be next. So the moral of this story is that representation matters, first of all, because it determines what you can do, but also it has enormous economic implications. People are forever trying to lock you into proprietary formats.